Today I want to talk about the idea that ineffective management is killing us, killing you, and killing me. I've long believed that there are no children problems, only parenting problems. No employee problems, only management problems. No follower problems, only leadership problems. But today I'm not talking about managers being other people outside of us. I'm talking about you and me as managers of ourselves. Your ineffective management of you is harming you, and my ineffective management of me is harming me. We are creative. That means whatever we believe, we create about our effectiveness, and that belief will influence us in our lives, in the actions we take and don't take. Effectiveness, like a lot of things, is relative. But instead of judging our effectiveness against other people, we could choose to compare our effectiveness to ourselves in the same context. If I wanted to play the piano and I compared myself to Van Cliburn, I could easily become very discouraged. I would have managed myself into the state of discouragement. Van Cliburn didn't discourage me. The piano didn't discourage me. I did it to myself through the creative power of my thoughts and feelings. Let me repeat. We are creative. When we think about the past, present, or future, we are creating each of them. People think the past is past, but that is not true. When we think of the past, we bring it into the present. We can even project the past into the future. Even more important to managing ourselves is that we can reinterpret events and the beliefs that we created before into new interpretations of those events, coming up with new meanings. This sets the stage for new beliefs, beliefs that could be fairer to us and more empowering. Abraham of Abraham Hicks would say that we are thinking and feeling at this moment, and that is our point of attraction. Said another way in my languaging, this moment is the place and time from where we create. The only variables are what types of thoughts and feelings and which area of time, past, present, or future, are we focused in. Here's the problem with chronic feelings of effectiveness. These feelings lead us to curtail the flow of divine energy available to us. We go into a victim-oriented, I have to protect myself sort of shell. That shell of belief prevents energy from penetrating our consciousness while preventing us from reaching out in thought and feeling to our source of being and asking for enlightenment. Instead of more light, we accept limited light, limited awareness, or even darkness as being our only choice. When I was a young Catholic boy, I tended to see things in a binary fashion of good, bad, right, wrong, correct, or incorrect, and it's pretty clear which ones we try to avoid every moment. There is a lot of stress involved in binary thinking. You judge yourselves and others in simplistic terms when you shouldn't be judging at all. Even when you judge yourself better to someone else's worse, you activate the law of cause and effect, leading to being judged as worse in the future by yourself or by others. Effectiveness is not binary. It's on a wide spectrum of more effectiveness or less effectiveness. We will always, always, always be effective. The variation is the degree to which we are effective. Our goals regarding effective management of ourselves is to notice our level of effectiveness and then choose the thoughts and actions that will make us feel more effective. Because the words effective and ineffective may not mean much to you, adding other words to the horizontal spectrum, that I call the scale of effectiveness should help. Remember, we are talking about you managing yourself and me managing myself. We're not talking about managing other people or other people managing us. For convenience, you could list a bunch of emotions, thoughts, and behaviors and number the items in that list. Next, on a horizontal line, labeled the scale of effectiveness, add 0 to the left edge, 100 to the right edge, and 50 at the center point. I am convinced that we will never really be 0% effective or 100% effective, so we can stop worrying about that and or even aspiring to those percentages. As creative, loving, intelligent, powerful beings, we want to cause desirable effects. That makes the purpose of our managing and creating to be the production of desirable results. In your list, you may have added health, love, joy, fun, compassion, kindness, anger, hate, fear, anxiety, doubt, suffering, strength, pessimism, optimism, affection, rejection, resistance, isolation, connection, touching, faith, hope, and trust. I've just listed 24 items. I could add behaviors such as working, not working, excessive smoking, excessive eating and drinking, lying, deluding oneself, blaming, stealing, taking advantage of another through deceit, and slandering someone else. Those are just 10 behaviors. That list could easily be made more inclusive and more relevant to you by you. Numbering the items in that list and any additions you may want to give would result in a reasonable starting point. There are other factors in the management of ourselves that have to be considered. First, we have the ego's 4 driving needs that express through our personalities, and we all have our desires for comfort and convenience instantly gratified. Our behaviors, controlled by our egos and not by our wiser, more enlightened self-manager, are driven to defend us, be better than everybody else, take the best for ourselves, and hold on to everything we have taken and acquired, no matter the opposition of others. Now add in the facts that we need to manage ourselves in the frequent acts of managing matter, solid stuff, energy, not solid stuff, space, and time. This is what can happen. We think of something that needs to be done with a form of matter, say the dirty laundry, dishes in the sink that need washing and drying, the bed that needs making, and so on. We then find ourselves being pulled between comfort, convenience, and getting off the couch on the one hand, and doing what needs to be done on the other. But I'm so comfortable sitting here watching television, I can do those chores later. Sound familiar? That scenario plays out on the time track. We had the impulse, the thought came into our awareness to do what needed doing, but the impulse to seek ease, comfort in that instant came into our awareness too. What to do? If we look past that moment in time, which is largely oriented to comfort, convenience, and instant gratification, and the desire to be free from all control and responsibility, to focusing on a later time in which we can envision good feelings that could come from being effective as we do the dishes, ending with them dry, clean, up on a shelf, we will take that course of action. The same is true with the laundry. The sense of deciding on a course of action, taking action, and going to completion may be the best way to cultivate a sense of effectiveness. It's funny, in an odd sort of a way, that we mismanage a lot in terms of time. Impatience, frustration, doubt are all related to misunderstanding and mismanaging ourselves in time. Managing ourselves effectively in time may be helped by knowing the differences between mature thinking and immature thinking. Mature thinking means we decide on a desired outcome, take steps to accomplish that outcome, realizing we are learning from the energy exchanges that are occurring as we go along, and using our emotions to keep us empowered and advancing toward our goals. That is the essence of effectiveness, the process of advancing toward our goals. Immature thinking equates to impulsivity. It's about making, doing, and having things instantaneously. The sequence is obviously different than mature thinking, which is decision made, action taken, emotions reinforce the decisions and actions, otherwise the action is adjusted based upon the feedback noticed emotionally. The sequence of immature thinking is having an emotion that triggers the impulse to act or not act, and then a decision is made up to explain what just happened. You can see the lack of premeditation could easily become a mismanaged situation that we have to now interpret. The meanings we give to mismanaged situations and experiences always come back to us directly because we criticize ourselves for messing up, or indirectly because we try to blame others to avoid responsibility. The cause of law and effect will not allow us to avoid responsibility for the way we think and feel and speak and act. I'm now going back to the horizontal line marked scale of effectiveness. To the right or the left of the midpoint, start writing in the numbers from your list. Remember, my list, as an example, had a total of 34 items. Some are higher in effectiveness and others are lower. If you at first limit yourself to the range between, say, 25% effectiveness and 75% effectiveness, you'll be more reasonable in your expectations. Knowing that your thinking, feeling, and acting will be influenced by your ego desires and drives and your natural inclinations toward comfort, convenience, and instant gratification, the goals that you have decided on, which in previous Sunday talks I've referred to as the what and the why, can be strengthened so you manage yourself instead of these instinctual and egotistical energies being in charge of you. As in almost everything I can think of, knowing your what and why influences the supportive currents in the ocean of divine consciousness to help your self-management skills to grow, to be nurtured and nourished, to help you heal, particularly your beliefs, to protect you from impulsivity, and to fulfill your needs, providing you with work, all to help you survive and thrive. Our responsibility is we need to accept the job of being our own managers. I would like to end this service with a prayer. It is the prayer from Letter 8 in Christ Returns, which I have pluralized. Father, Mother, Life, you are our life, our constant support, our health, our protection, our perfect fulfillment of every need, and our highest inspiration. We ask you to reveal the true reality of yourself to us. We know it is your will that we shall be fully illumined, that we may better receive awareness of your presence within and around us. We believe and know that this is possible. We believe that you protect and maintain us within perfect love. We know that our eventual purpose is to express you. As we speak to you, we know that you are perfectly receptive of us, for you are universal, loving intelligence, which has so marvelously designed this world and brought it into visible form. We know that as we ask you to speak to us, we are sending out a consciousness searchlight into your divine consciousness. And as we listen, you will be penetrating our human consciousness and coming ever closer to our increasingly receptive minds and hearts. We commit ourselves and our lives into your care. Thank you. It is so. Amen.